Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The most banned network in the world.
That's right, and you have found it. Ladies and gentlemen, there is so much news to get through today. And luckily, I'm going to have 7 hours to do it, because there's no way you could fill it in a four-hour transmission. Plus, we have big guests coming up today as well. And I'll let you know the guests that we have coming up after this short intro segment. But I'm just overwhelmed trying to decide what is the biggest story going on. And we can kind of maybe rank them from most important to least, but they're all important. They all have a serious level of importance. Now, obviously, the big story the last 2 days has been the Pfizer executive getting caught on a hidden camera where he's talking about, bragging about, gain-of-function research, lies about COVID, lies about the vaccine, really just in a truly diabolical, evil, twisted, wicked display of arrogance and entitlement, and just really an expose on how out of touch with reality, how out of touch with the common man these individuals are. And while we don't know Jordan Thriston, the Pfizer executive's politics, while we don't know his politics, I tell you, I'm confident enough to bet my house on where he lies politically. Would that be a little too bold or pretty safe bet? How much you want to bet that guy's a liberal Democrat? I'd bet my house on it. So, but that's just a common trend that we're going to follow up with today. And look, I don't even necessarily know what the outcome for all of this is, to just expose the psychology of liberal left Americans, to expose the ideology and psychology of the American left. And I was thinking about this last night. I don't know why, but of all of Rush Limbaugh's years on the air, this is the one thing that he had right, and he was way above his time with. He always warned you what the American left was really about. He always told you that American liberals were pretty much faking all of their virtue signaling, social justicing. They're the moral high ground. They're your moral superiors. Rush Limbaugh had that tagged day one, warning us about the American left. But we're really seeing it now. We are really seeing it now. And it's not just this Pfizer executive. It goes beyond that. These people truly despise you. These people truly hate humanity. They really have it in them to wreck civilization. I mean, you are witnessing it now. And it's funny to them. It's funny to them. It's a game to them. But I digress. I'll have more on that issue. But again, what's the goal? What's the end game? Well, I don't know. Maybe it's a service of warning you not to put any faith or trust in American liberals, Democrats, or maybe it's just a public shaming so that people will no longer be tricked and deceived into going with the American left liberal, realizing who and what they really are now. And so I've got a bunch of that. But then, I mean, there's big Biden news. And the big Biden news with his corruption is probably number three on the most important because of what's going on in Russia with Ukraine, which really might be the most important, because we're talking about World War III, and of course, and I mean, Unofficially, Joe Biden has already declared World War III against Russia with his own words, as we showed you yesterday. But now they're just ramping up.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. When we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
I gotta tell you, I'm overwhelmed with the news today. And it's not that I'm overwhelmed with the news and, oh my gosh, how am I going to cover it? No, I can come on air. I can talk about news for 10 hours. No, the issue is that I'm sitting here staring all of this down, just like you are, and just wondering, will there ever be anybody serious enough with enough gumption and gall in positions of leadership to do something? Why is Pfizer still operating today? Why is Pfizer not being investigated? Why aren't there raids on Pfizer? Hell, forget about that deranged maniac. They have bragging about doing gain-of-function research on a grinder date. How about the fact they lied about the vaccines? We know they lied about the vaccines. They knew they lied about the vaccines. They're killing tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people. Got a whole stack of died suddenly today. By the way, InfoWars hasn't really made a big fuss of this. I've mentioned it a couple of times. And maybe I'll mention it at some point in time today, but all the conspiracy theories out there about Damar Hamlin and his appearance at the football game, I have reached a conclusion on what's going on there, and now pretty much we have all the evidence to know what's really going on. So I may talk about that too, but it's the same thing. They don't want you to ask the question, was Damar Hamlin vaccinated? And is that what led to his cardiac event on the football field? But in the last 24 hours, two other football players have died suddenly. Oh. But they aren't current football players. They didn't die on the football field of a nationally televised game. And so they also didn't have the team of paramedics and the emergency crew right there on the field immediately, so they didn't make it. And they don't make the headlines. But we'll talk about it. So forget about the executive Jordan Thriston Walker and his deranged behavior there. No, it's this vaccine is killing people, and they knew it was going to, and they still lied to you about it. And then now we just have, thanks to Project Veritas, insider accounts of this exact operation. And you tell me why Pfizer is still operating. You tell me why there isn't a big Senate hearing, congressional hearing, speech on the Capitol steps, big mainstream media push. Only individual across all cable news last night. You can take a guess. Who do you think was the only person that played any of the Project Veritas videos last night? Yeah, Tucker Carlson. That's it. No one else. No one else. No one else wanted to make a big deal about that. Why wouldn't Sean Hannity want to talk about the vaccine? Oh, that's right. He promoted it and told you how great it was. Guess he doesn't want to talk about that. Guess he doesn't want to talk about died suddenly. So that's the problem. Pfizer controls Congress with its money, power, and influence, along with other big pharmaceutical companies. And the same thing goes for the mainstream media. And so now, that little ad we run, that commercial we run, or that special report, really, I mean, most of our breaks are special reports. It's like half ads, half special reports, where we're just running all these different news clips or sports clips. And then what does it say? Brought to you by Pfizer, 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 Pfizer. Oh, now you understand. Why weren't there raids of Pfizer? Why aren't there big investigations? Why aren't there products being recalled? Because Pfizer owns the media. Because Pfizer owns the government. You're witnessing pure evil. You are witnessing pure corruption. So, again, that's what I was saying at the beginning of the show. It's like, look, I can cover the news all day. I have no problem covering news. Believe me. I could sit on here for 10 hours a day and cover news. That's fine. You know what's going on. We have millions, if not hundreds of millions of Americans that now know what's going on more than ever. And so it's reached this point where, you know, you kind of feel like InfoWars, I mean, we want to be here forever, folks. You continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. You continue to donate at InfoWarsStore.com. You continue to buy the product, share the links, pray for us, support us. We're not going anywhere. We have no intentions of going anywhere. But I kind of feel like, you know, at some point there was supposed to be a handing off of the torch, or there was supposed to be a handing off of the whatever it is they call it in the race. I can't even think of it now. I'm having a total brain fart. But you get the point. A passing of the torch where, okay, it's like, here's the Pfizer executives bragging about the gain of function. Here's the Pfizer executives bragging they know it was in Wuhan. Here's the Pfizer executives talking about how they're making viruses to have a vaccine to sell you in response to. It's like, who's, anybody want to take the torch on this one? Like, I mean, I can sit here for 10 hours a day, 24 hours a day, if there was 100 hours in the day, and tell you about what's going on. Okay, when is someone from the Justice Department going to pick up the torch? When is somebody from the FBI, the CIA, Congress, the White House, anybody? Or does Pfizer, does Big Pharma really have that much ownership over our media and over our government? So we'll have more on that. Really, though, even though that's a huge news story, maybe the biggest in the country right now, all things considered, what's happening in Ukraine is a bigger deal. And by Joe Biden's own admissions, though clunky and unintentional, Joe Biden has unofficially and illegally launched World War III against Russia. And some other leaders on the planet realize this. Now, most leaders that are witnessing this are really just keeping their mouth shut because they kind of just want to see where it goes. But that's different than the normal approach from years past, where there'd be much more support of the Western interventionism, or there'd be much more support over whatever the military-industrial complex is up to. But on this deal, it ain't there, folks. The international support is not there. They had to beg Germany to give those tanks up. Beg. And it took months. And the only reason why it went down is because here's the new lie about Russia. Yeah, look, I didn't even see this headline today, but it's just right on par of what I'm saying. Oh, it's madness. France and Croatia deny West at war with Russia after German foreign minister sparks outrage. I don't think that's a good headline from Zero Hedge. They're basically saying, no, we don't want war with Russia. They're not saying the West is, they're saying we are not at war with Russia. The Biden administration, the U.S. is trying to start a war with Russia. Not us. We don't want anything to do with this. But so that's the point here. You have basically the Polish, who have their own historical beefs with Russia, just frothing at the mouth for a war with Russia. I don't get that one at all. Truly just weirdness from the Polish. And so they're begging Biden to do something. They're begging Germany to do something. And the big threat now is they're claiming that Russia is going to go into Europe and Russia is going to go into Poland and Russia is going to go into Germany. You know, I don't think that that's a threat. I would say that's a 0% threat. But now that Poland is stoking the war, now that Germany is supplying tanks, well, geez, bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy there, isn't it? Putin had no intentions to go into Europe. Putin had no intentions to do any operations or military activity outside of Ukraine. Zero, zero, zero. But what are you going to do now if Poland and Germany and the rest of these countries, under the influence of Joe Biden, the most corrupt politician on the planet, probably? Well, now what is Putin supposed to do? Well, we know what's about to happen, folks, and it's not good. And we have a psychotic leadership draw.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Cut off by the break, talking about, I don't know, kind of a serious issue, World War III potentially, kind of a serious issue. And again, I don't even have time to delve into it. We do have guests coming up today. I've got a guest coming up about the current state of the economy, and then we've got guests coming up about the situation with the vaccines and airline pilots, and they know now. I mean, everybody's making the adjustments knowing, okay, well, the average risk of a heart attack is skyrocketing now because of all these people taking the vaccine. So now we have to adjust our health protocols, and specific requests for pilots are being made that are not vaccinated because they don't want to have a cardiac event while they're being flown around the world. Amazing stuff. And then it's like, I can't even barely mention the leftist riots that are still going on. Oh, no, you don't hear about that in the mainstream news, no. Brian Kemp declares state of emergency after anti-police Democrat riots in Georgia, activates National Guard. Yeah, you don't hear about the radical Democrat terrorism that's been going on for a week now, do you? Maybe that's why CNN is closing its Atlanta headquarters, because of the Democrat terrorists out there. No, you don't hear about that. You're still hearing about January 6th and people who walked into the Capitol and walked out and didn't even touch anything, getting months in prison. Veterans, Marines, teachers, priests, doctors, grandmothers. Our wicked, evil government. Our disgusting, demonic, diabolical, hate-filled, alien, satanic government that wants to get us into World War III now with Russia. And then they just want you to know about their symbolism, and they just put blatant demonic symbolism up. Golden demon statue placed atop New York courthouse to honor Ruth Bader Ginsburg and abortion. Oh, and once again, liberals don't even know their own issues. Ruth Bader Ginsburg was anti Roe versus Wade. Ruth Bader Ginsburg on multiple occasions said Roe versus Wade should be overturned. I guess you leftists don't even know your own history. I guess you leftists don't even know the facts about your own idols. Ruth Bader Ginsburg was against the Roe v. Wade decision, said it on record multiple times, and I don't think that she would like having a statue in her honor made out looking like a femme demon, and now she's associated with baby murder. Yeah, I don't think that's how Ruth Bader Ginsburg wanted to go out. But now you've stolen Ruth Bader Ginsburg's identity. Now you've stolen the lifetime achievements of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and you're now using it for your own political propaganda. Why am I not surprised? Of course, this being revealed 2 weeks after the phallus statue they revealed, a nice big statue of a penis they revealed. They really get art, don't they? They really get art. Oh, here's a penis to honor Martin Luther King. Oh, nice. Hey, here's a golden demagogue, female goddess, demon, to honor Ruth Bader Ginsburg and abortion. Oh. But hey, I guess at the end of the day, those are just clumps of metal, right? Until they put it into your skin. New York to hire a chief customer experience officer to oversee digital ID plans. But this is just me going into the headlines. So, it's just unbelievable stuff. I'm going to get into the headlines when it comes to Ukraine and Russia. I'm going to get into the headlines when it comes to the latest with the Biden corruption. We're going to play more of the video clips from the bombshell Project Veritas reports videos. Ugh. But I'll finish it where I left off, cut off by the break in the last segment. Who is going to carry this torch forward. You can only do so much in the media, folks. I don't have subpoena power. I don't have investigative power. I can't indict people. I can't arrest people. I'm not a judge. I'm not a jury. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a congressman. When will somebody take this torch and finally clean up some of this mess? Why is Pfizer not being raided and investigated? Why is Joe Biden not? I mean, I guess we know the answer why Biden is not being impeached, but where are the investigations? Maybe they're going on behind the scenes. I mean, we're getting some information, but this is just out of control. This guy's about to get us into World War III with Russia. You know, maybe it's time to do something about him. Oh, and now the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency and the currency used for oil purchases, that's all gone as well. Petrodollar on shaky ground, Saudi Arabia willing to discuss selling oil and other currencies, just like Russia. And your media has sold you out. And your politicians have sold you out. We here at InfoWars have been warning about this for a year. You know, I'm sorry that the people on television and in your local news are fat and happy and wealthy, and so they don't care, or they might not even understand how this country is collapsing right under their feet. Because they got nice fancy cars, nice fancy suits, and nice fancy houses, and nice fancy vacations. So they don't really feel the pinch. They can come on and, hey, everything's fine. Don't worry about it, America. No, not the case, actually. We are losing our ground in the international community. Our current White House, our current administration, is a laughingstock of the planet. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are a joke. They are a joke. Nobody respects them. Nobody. And how do you think that's going to go when Biden gets us into World War III? Do you really think the world community is going to side with Joe Biden? Are you out of your minds? But see, there's your fat cats in the American media with their million-dollar contracts, their million-dollar homes, their million-dollars worth of vehicles. They don't give a damn about you. So they're not going to tell you how Joe Biden is ruining your life. They're not going to tell you how Joe Biden is destroying your future. They're not going to tell you how Pfizer's vaccines are killing you. They're not interested in that. They don't want to stop that gravy train from coming in. Big vote today for the RNC chair. We'll be monitoring that. The Paul Pelosi police body cam footage has just dropped. I mean, I don't know how we're going to cover it all today, folks, especially with the guests. And then the War Room is the veteran call-in show. So it's all of this important news, but we got so many guests and other things to do. I don't even know how we're going to cover it, but it's all out there. And we're going to try our best to cover it here today. So I don't know where we'll go when we come out. Probably get into this Pfizer stuff, but big news out of Ukraine, big news from the Pfizer executives telling you the truth and claiming they're lying. By the way, we know he's lying about that. I'll explain that as well. Oh, I'm just a liar. Well, yeah, you're lying about that, too. You are a liar, but you were being honest there. And then, so here we go. Here's the body cam footage. You're seeing it on the screen right now. Oh, that's cute. My goodness. Oh, the American media lied again? Oh, the Democrat Party lied again? Oh, the Pelosi's lied again? It wasn't a conservative assault on the Pelosi's? Yeah, all they do is lie. Have you not figured that out yet? Of course you have. That's why you're tuned into InfoWars.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalist and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're going to get into this Pfizer executive having a complete psychotic break confronted by Project Veritas. But of course, I mean, this is a guy who's in way over his head. He was hired probably because of affirmative action. And I think Pfizer, in their compartmentalization of all their activities, they want dumb people that kind of feel like, well, you know, do I really deserve this spot? Do I really deserve this paycheck? I better just shut up and do my job. And to me, that's my analysis of this Pfizer executive, Jordan Tristan Walker, is that probably an affirmative action hire, and they wanted somebody that wasn't, you know, the brightest or most stable individual. Clearly the individual's not stable. I mean, that's undeniable. The guy's clearly unstable. And that's what they want. They want people that they know don't belong there. They want people that are not the smartest. They want people that will comply knowing they don't belong there so that they can compartmentalize and keep somebody like this in the dark about what's really going on. But he obviously had enough information about what was going on to expose Pfizer, know what they're doing is illegal and evil. You can hear it in the original report when he's on the date. And then, of course, has the psychotic break. So why would you have a psychotic break like that? Well, because you know what you were doing was probably illegal and evil. And you've just exposed the company, Pfizer, that you work for. And you know that this now is a genie being let out of the bottle. So you just have a complete psychotic break. Now, here's my further evidence of what I'm talking about here. When Albert was confronted by the rebel, did he behave like this? Of course not. Albert Brula is a stable psycho. Albert Brula is a contemplated psychopath, consciously doing evil. So he is not having the psychotic breaks when he's confronted. He knows what he's doing, and he is stable enough to like what he's doing and know not to have a complete psychotic break when confronted about it. But this individual, who clearly probably did not even belong in the position he had, affirmative action hire, hired as a low IQ moron to be part of the compartmentalization at Pfizer, and now that he's exposed the whole thing, he has the psychotic break while he's confronted. Now, I'm going to cover some headlines here. And let me just explain one thing about this video, though, folks. It's important before we get back to it, so you have some context when we roll it. The original, and I did not mean to let the cat out of the bag. We love our friends over at Project Veritas. They did not tell me that this was a Grindr date. I assumed that and reported that. But, it was a Grindr date. I didn't get that from Project Veritas. That was my assumption, just with enough circumstantial evidence, we'll say, and background information. But here's what's important to try to wrap our heads around, and there's going to be more videos coming. The video that we're going to show of him having the psychotic break when confronted by James O'Keefe is from Tuesday night. Tuesday night. Now, why am I telling you this? Because the first video of him on the Grindr dates, the Pfizer executive on the Grindr dates, that came out Wednesday night. So that means on Tuesday night, when James O'Keefe confronted Jordan Tristan Walker, the first video had never been released. Are you picking up what I'm putting down yet? How did Walker know about the Project Veritas video? How did Walker know about James O'Keefe? How did Walker know he was recorded on undercover video? And who coached Walker to come out and say, I'm just a liar. Literally, I'm just a liar. I'm just a liar. Who coached him to say that? This was all coached. This was all discussed by Walker and Pfizer before any of this footage came out. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm actually asking. I'll ask my camera guy, do you understand what I'm saying here? Because I was explaining this to some people last night that called me. They were like, hey, how do you know so much about this? What do you know? Thank you. And I was trying to explain to them. I was like, no. The video was released Wednesday. He freaked out on Tuesday. He knew this was coming. They knew this was coming. He was coached. And I was talking to some people last night. And they were like, I don't get it. What are you saying? I don't get it. So I'm really trying to see if you understand. Walker was clearly coached before any of the videos came out to say, oh, I'm just a liar. So how did he know the videos were coming out? And who coached him to say, I'm just a liar, I'm just a liar? Nice admission, bro. Oh, you're a liar. Well, exactly. We know you're a liar, so we're not going to trust you now either. And, you know, I'll just say this before I get into the headlines, and we're going to roll the entire video in the next segment. You know, Jordan, you might not be a bad person. You might have done some bad things, and you might have worked for an evil company, but I'm going to give you some free advice because clearly you're not smart enough to think of this yourself and you're not being influenced by the right people. Jordan, you've got a window of time here to do the right thing. And if you do want to save yourself, you need to come out and become a Pfizer whistleblower. Because if you try to protect Pfizer, and if you trust Pfizer is going to protect you, you're done, buddy. You're done. You're done. There is no hope for you. The only hope you have to redeem yourself is to come out as a Pfizer whistleblower. And if you really think you can trust Pfizer to protect you and have your back when this is all going down, you're dumber than I thought. So, Jordan, come to the good side. Do the right thing. I do believe you are a real person. I do believe that you might not even be a bad guy. But you now have the fork in the road of your life ahead of you. And the decision you make at this fork will determine the rest of your life. If you go down the road of Pfizer, that's it for you. Pfizer's fate will be your fate. And if you think you can trust Pfizer with your fate, then you're even dumber than I thought. Or you can become a Pfizer whistleblower and do the right thing and salvage your future. But so this is what they do. Now, this was a syndicated headline all over the media last night and today. On Trump's social network, ads for miracle cures, scams, and fake merchandise. So, on Truth Social, people are selling stuff and they say it's fake and all these scams. Oh, okay, well, now do the COVID-19 vaccine. What do you call that? Was that a scam? Was that fake? Was that a fake miracle cure? That's exactly what it was. What about FTX? What about that giant scam with FTX that they're covering up right now? I've got news on that. They're covering the whole thing up. Was that a scam? What about that lady that sold the fake cancer screenings that got investigated, that all the big leftist networks got behind and promoted, and she went down as a scam artist? Was that a scam? Was that fake merchandise? Was that a miracle cure? Yes, it was. But see, when they promote the fake scams, when they promote the miracle cures, when they promote the fake merchandise, it's all fine. Oh, they can do FTX scams all day long. They can do COVID-19 vaccine scams all day long. But you do a funny marketing thing on Truth Social with a $1,000 gold Trump bill as a joke. They say, this is fake. This is a scam. Look out for Truth Social scams. Oh, but you promote FTX. I got it. You promote Trump-Russia collusion. You tell us Joe Biden has his mental faculties together. I see. But what about this? Getting Pfizer's COVID booster and flu shot on the same day may raise risk of a stroke. Daily Mail. Oh, really? You don't say. Deaths running at a 26% above pre-pandemic levels. Yeah, the vaccines are causing the death rates to rise. Not COVID. COVID never did. The vaccines are surely doing that. Another former National League football player nearly died from a stroke. Spain's under 15 football star dies suddenly. I got stacks of this news here.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535.
802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Look, folks, I understand the frustration as much as you. The fact that Pfizer is not being investigated, raided, shut down, products recalled after all of this. But that's just because our media is corrupt. That's just because our government is corrupt. Our law enforcement, our justice system is corrupt. We know this. But still, this cat's out of the bag. This genie's out of the bottle. There's no saving Pfizer now. Any human being on this planet, any American that has any common sense, any logic reasoning combined with just a tiny bit of thirst and interest in information and news is now never going to look at a Pfizer product the same way, never going to see a Pfizer ad the same way. It's done. And now our government and our media will be further exposed as how corrupt it is for not doing anything about it. Now, before I play this video, folks, look, you know the situation. InfoWars is in here. And thanks to your support, we're still on the air. The problem that I face here, and it's a heavy burden, it's a heavy weight to lift. I have no problem trying to lift it myself, but it's not me, it's you. I need your help. When Alex is gone, funding just falls off the table, folks. I'm just going to tell you like it is. People tune into the Alex Jones Show, they hear Owen Schroyer, most of them just tune right out. I get it, you tune in to hear Alex, not Owen. So when Alex takes off and Owen fills in, the funding goes down dramatically. So help me out here. Do some heavy lifting. Let's shop at InfoWarsStore.com today. Let's make a donation at InfoWarsStore.com today. Now, actually, I've got some exclusive news because to try to help this effort, I went to our team that kind of does the marketing and the product stuff. And I said, hey, I know when Alex goes that the funding goes way down. What can I do to try to mitigate that? And so we were discussing some different things. And so what we're going to do is, he said, well, why don't we just do a special for you? And while Alex is gone, you can have an exclusive coupon code to give people a discount. And maybe that will drive people to the store and we can mitigate some of the losses when Alex is gone. So you saw it on the screen, Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But for you, the loyal listening audience here with us today, when you go and purchase Ultimate Bone Broth Plus from InfoWarsStore.com, you can use coupon code FREEALEX, one word, FREEALEX at checkout. And now, for you, Ultimate Bone Broth is 40% off. So, how about that? Take advantage of coupon code FREEALEX and get 40% off Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. A little reward for you to stay tuned in today on the Alex Jones Show minus Alex Jones. So, you know, I'll never be able to properly fill these shoes, if you will, but you can at least help me fill the shoes when it comes to the funding requirements needed by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, coupon code FREEALEX and Ultimate Bone Broth Plus will be 40% off for you. In addition to 25% off, you'll get 40% off with coupon code FREEALEX at checkout. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. All right, quickly, here's some of these headlines, and then we play the video. So they're admitting now that the Pfizer jabs are causing strokes and heart attacks. It's all mainstream news. The numbers are out. Everybody knows it. They're still pushing them. They're admitting now that the death rate has increased after COVID. There was no increase in the death rate during COVID. There's been a massive increase in the death rate post-COVID vaccines, and we all know what that is. More football players, former football players dying, having strokes. The latest, Chris Baker, former defensive tackle, 35-year-old, had a stroke. Just, we had a story yesterday, a former linebacker dying suddenly. Spain's under 15 football star Estrella Martin dies suddenly. 15 years old, dies suddenly. Cardiac events everywhere. Tributes paid to kind and caring Cheshire woman, 19 years old, dies suddenly. Dies suddenly. Sopranos actor John Vitamiglia, daughter Odell, dead at 25, dies suddenly. So, I mean, these things are just in the news every day. Never saw them before. I've been in news for more than 10 years now, hard to believe, but I've been on air reading news more than 10 years. Never seen died suddenly, never seen young athletes, all of this happening all at once. And these are just people we know because they're athletes, they're in the spotlight. Imagine just, you know, the average Joes out there, the guys working normal 9-to-5s or whatever, and they don't get the press attention. They're dying, too. And right there at the heart of it, no pun intended, is Pfizer. So here is the recent Project Veritas video. The Pfizer executive has a complete breakdown, even after he's been coached by Pfizer that this is about to come. Here's how to handle it. Still can't. This deranged lunatic has a complete breakdown. I've explained what his potential salvation could be here. He's probably not smart enough to do it. Here's the latest Project Veritas video.
Hey there. Is this seat taken? You work for Pfizer. My question for you is, why does Pfizer want to hide from the public the fact that they're mutating the COVID virus?
Is this real life? I'm literally a liar. I was trying to impress a person on a date. What's your question? Lying.
Please don't touch me.
Well, this is not, by the way,
tell anybody.
Imagine that. I'm literally just a liar. I'm a liar. I'm just a liar. Imagine that's your out. Like, that's how bad it is that your out is I'm just a liar. I mean, wow.
Please unlock the door. Please unlock the door. Lock the door. We're trying to get unlock the door. Unlock the door.
By the way, folks, more videos are coming.
What's going on here? I got like an interview.
I know, it's freaking me out. I mean, these like flashbacks to that like same organization of like those conservative people who like randomly go into organizations and then like befriend people who work in these organizations and then report them, which happens to people at Pfizer. And so it like freaks me out when people start asking a lot of questions about what we're supposed to be
doing.
We don't like being asked questions. You can't record us. Oh, we just mutate viruses. We just do gain of function research. We just give you deadly vaccines and deadly products and lie about them. But don't dare record me. I'm just a liar.
Hi. You work for Pfizer. My question for you is, why does Pfizer want to hide from the public the fact that they're mutating the COVID viruses?
Is this real life? What is happening?
Oh, you know what's happening, bud.
What is going on here? This is absurd.
Why does Pfizer want to hide
from the demented,
public?
You're a demented lunatic that works for a demonic corporation. That's what's going on here, and you've been caught. You know it.
You're on video.
And your only defense is that you're a liar. Imagine that as a defense. Oh, you'll love it.
The police right now. This is
can I help
the
virus
around? I don't know what's going on either. This is ridiculous.
Oh, I have no idea what's going on. I don't know anything.
I'm a journalist.
Bro, first of all, I'm literally a liar.
He's on
I'm
video.
Just a liar.
You're saying we're exploring how the virus keeps mutating.
Yes,
one of the things
I'm
we're exploring
right
is
now,
why don't we mutate the virus?
I don't know what's happening. But I really need to talk to you right now.
So,
what
please
this?
Do. Please do call the police. Please do call the police. Please do.
I can't do this here, guys.
Okay.
No, you can't do this.
You're going to call the police. He's going to call the police for asking him a question. Please do call the police. Please do. He's on tape here talking about mutating the COVID virus.
It's gain of function.
Can I talk to you outside about
this? Absolutely not. You're not even my wife is on this. What is your name? Because you fucked up. You really did. I'm about to see you. This is a
oh,
threat.
Yeah. You're the one doing gain of function research. You're the one promoting deadly vaccines. So yeah. But, oh, Project Veritas, they're the bad guy. Oh, yeah.
I was trying to impress a person on a date.
I'm just a liar.
I was literally trying. Okay. I'm not even a scientist by background. You know,
what
I came from a consulting firm that does business.
What are you then?
This is
please,
absurd.
Please don't touch me.
This is absurd.
So please do call the cops. Please do.
Please,
why would you call the cops if you have nothing to hide? So he's obviously having one of the most outrageous reactions I've ever seen in the history of Project Veritas. He's threatening to call the police. Okay. He grabbed the microphone.
And the real psychotic break hasn't even happened yet.
The question is, why is he calling the police?
Can you just respect my father's voice? Can I get a check for the bill?
Please, no, do not give your check. No, don't let them leave.
Do you want to put me in jail for asking you a question?
Yes, sir.
What is the intention of calling the police?
Hey, I'm like, no one did it right now. I'm going to start with you.
Yeah.
Can I talk to you, please, about this video?
Okay,
now pause it right there and we go to break. Now, most people are kind of skipping over this, but there's something important. Why does he say that? There's five white people here right now. Folks, you understand this is why liberals do the whole race thing. This is why liberals love keeping racism alive. So when they get caught committing crimes and they get caught in a situation, their out is racism. Oh, white people! It's all white people's fault! That's why they build all this stuff up, because they view it as an easy out, and they hope other liberals will just say, oh, it's white people? Oh, well then this gay black man, he must be the good guy.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.